Yeah, tough day really today, Dave. I think I don't want to go too mad about it because, you know, our batters in particular this season have been magnificent in this format of cricket. They've scored plenty of runs and played really well, but today we had one of them days when we possibly didn't apply ourselves as well as, for example, Godelman and Broome and Madsen did in the Derbyshire innings. So consequently, if that happens, then you lose your wickets. So that's what's happened. But like I say, I don't want to be too critical because they've played really well this year and scored plenty of runs. And, you know, everybody's entitled to a bad day too.
Was it anything to do with the fact that they had got 470-odd and the wicket looked a bit flat? And, you know, was that in the batsman's mind when they went out there, do you think? And the ball probably did a little bit more for the Derbyshire seamers?
I think one of the things that... Well, they've obviously been sat on the bums and nice and fresh and got a new ball in the hand and a big score under their belts. And, you know, you tend to run in with a real zest. But similarly, if you have fielded for that length of time, then whilst you probably are not physically feeling tired, you mentally might be a little bit not quite as sharp as you could be. And I call that batting tired. And I think there was a few shots in there that I think the lads would admit they sort of mentally batted a little bit tired. But take nothing away from the Derby bowlers. They bowled really well. But if we'd have potentially applied ourselves, as I said before, like two or three of the Derbyshire batsmen did, then we could have played better. But... you know, it's a tough thing, it's sport, and you have good days, you have bad days, and we've had plenty of good days with the bat this season, and sadly for us, it wasn't the best of days today.
Tomorrow, all about pride, is it?
It's all about saving the game, which is very realistic. You know, it's potentially really only a day three wicket. The Derbyshire attack, whilst today was a good day for them, they've got two relatively senior bowlers and some youngsters who did a fine job, you know, on debut, I might add. But, you know, they're relatively inexperienced. And is there a chance of going all the way through? Yes, definitely. So that'll be our target. And about as long as we can and save the game.
Does it make any difference with the lights on, do you reckon? A few people have asked me that today.
I don't know, is the answer. I couldn't prove anything with the lights being on. I really don't know, but... you know, them are the rules in that we can use the lights, so if it's looking like bad light, they put them on. I mean, there was a few occasions today when the sun was shining and we had the lights on, which was a surprise to me. I don't know whether that's a rule, you can do that or what, but they obviously, the umpires are in charge of that and they decide when the lights come on or go off. So I don't know, you'd probably be better off asking them.